The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Having a Christmas tree without no lights, is there? It's like having a birthday cake with no candles.
Yeah.
You ready, Duck? Hooray! Aw, isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
Do you like it, Nevy? Oh, who's that? Wanna be your dad, love?
Mrs. Binns?
No.
I've got down here Mrs. Binns, Mrs. Neville Binns.
No, we live together. Who are you?
I'm from the council.
Oh, about the damp?
Damp, yeah, that's right.
He phoned you then, did he? Bless him.
Yes, yes. But have a look at it then, hadn't we?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sure, come in.
Oh, is this your little boy?
Nevy, yeah. Little terror, aren't you?
And what's Santa bringing for you then, mister?
Don't remind me. Can't afford Christmas this year. Even my tree's threadbare.
Hard times. I've always said the teaching profession gets a raw deal.
You mean Nev? How do you know he's a teacher?
Oh, he said when he rang up.
Oh. Actually, he ain't teaching today.
No, where is he then?
He's gone Bentalisi, drug link, it's a community group. It's in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
The damp.
Oh, the damp, yeah, of course, after you.
See, paper's all peeling off, and there's a million woodlice behind that skirting. Can't be healthy sharing your kitchen with them, if you ask me.
They wouldn't share mine, I'm a terrible cook. Thinking of giving up teaching then, Mr. Binns?
Well, no, actually, it looks as though it's giving him up. Look, plaster's like crumble.
Why is that?
Well, I suppose it's because it's an outside wall.
No, I mean your boyfriend's career in jeopardy.
Just a minute. Are you going to do something about this bloody damp or stand there being nosy all day? And what are you doing with that camera?
Pick the child up.
You what?
The child. What I'm going to do is photograph you both beside the damp wall so that when I submit it to the head of the department, he's more likely to do something about it.
Listen, I want damp scene too, not a flipping photo session. Oi, do you mind? You're not from council. You're a damn reporter. Stop! I'm warning you, David Bailey. One more snap and I'll ram that thing up your backside.
Look, all right, I'm not from the council. Here's my card. I'm setting up a new local paper and I was in court last week for Mr. Binns's case. I think it'll make a brilliant opening story, especially if you tell me all about losing the baby and turning to drugs.
Nev, thank God.
Who's this?
Ah, Mr. Binns. I was just telling you.
Nev, he's a reporter.
Well, he's just leaving, aren't you?
No, really, this could do you a favour.
I said get out of this house and leave us alone.
I'm prepared to give you something for your trouble.
Listen, Mr. Whatever your name is. One last chance to get your arse and gear and out of this house before I shove that zoom lens where it hurts.
All right, I'm going. Just one more question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nev. I didn't know. He said he's from the council and you phoned him up and...
Hey, come on, Shez. It's not your fault. What's this? The North Staff's courier. Well, that can go in the bin. And you can cheer up.
Come here, little Nevy. He's upset, look. Oh, Nevy. The Christmas lights have gone off.
All ye faithful ladies and gentlemen, because what I'm offering is finest quality, real imitation, bone china. And if you ask me why I'm dressed like Father Christmas, that's because I feel like Father Christmas. At a ridiculous 15 quid, I'm practically giving these tea sets away. Just look at this, ladies and gents, grace any Crimbo table. Come on, impress your friends and relatives this Crimbo, and pass the word that your gorgeous supplier, Trendy Wendy, has the job lot and has got get rid before the police get wind. And let's face it, who don't get wind at Christmas?
Hey, Duck, show us your job!
Certainly, smooth talker, one handle or two.
Hey, that's knocking him dead, Wendy.
Oh, hiya, Mr. Critchlow. I will knock him dead if he comes out with any more of that smutty talk. He comes here every day just to gawk. I've been buying something, yeah. Can he interest you?
Not in pottery, Duck. I'm sick of cider stuff. Nope, I'm just a window shopper.
Oh, aye.
Where's your mate then, Cindy?
Sybil. Gone with a boyfriend to see a VIP about HIV.
You are?
Oh, it's none of your business.
Talking of business, seeing as we're partners, how about a Christmas drink then? Tonight.
Sorry, Crit, no can do. I'm going to a party.
What about tomorrow?
Listen, Duck, Christmas is a time for families. Take your wife out.
Keep it down. I honour married.
Crit, it's written all over you. I am married. Please help.
Oh, come on. It's obvious we fancy each other.
What? Listen, I couldn't fancy you if you were the last man on earth. You stink like an ashtray. Your tash is snot yellow and your nose whistles when you breathe in. It makes me cringe. Sorry, N-O spells no. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, where were we? Ah, the finest quality, real imitation.
No, I don't want to see a psychiatrist. I'm not mad, Sarah. I'm not losing me marbles. I came here with Sybil for advice on how we can have a normal relationship.
See, Sarah, to be honest, I didn't understand.
Fine. Let's recap. As far as you're concerned, Peter, you know everything about the good diet, regular exercise, smoking and alcohol.
Yeah, that's the only problem was the last one, alcohol.
Do try to keep the alcohol down.
That's a shame, because we're having a party for Pete tonight.
Yeah, I'm going back on ship. I've got to leave, Sybil.
Yes, you said. But try not to think about
it. I can't help it. She's all I've got. I daren't tell my parents I'm HIV. Sybil's my only friend.
That's good, of course. You do need support. But listen, when you come home again, there are other support groups you can turn to. One in particular is called Positive Partners. Most of its members are heterosexual.
Oh, I don't need a group. I need Sybil.
Of course.
But I'm uncertain, Sarah. I mean, what about a family? All my friends have got a family.
That's something which needs plenty of thought. Are you taking the pill at the moment, Sybil?
Well, yeah, but we don't do anything. But if we did and I got pregnant, does that mean the baby would have AIDS?
That one's difficult. No one likes to say. We don't know the figures, but there's at least some proof that the virus isn't always passed through the umbilical cord. So I have to say that at the end of the day, it's up to you.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that, Pete. It's a bit dodgy.
I'm dodgy full stop.
Peter, don't think that. Neither of you. You can lead a normal, even exciting sex life, providing you practice safe sex. Remember, there are other ways of stimulation besides intercourse. But if you have to...
Use a condom.
Absolutely.
A condom, the answer to all our prayers. Look at her. Forbidden fruit. I'm scared stiff of even touching her.
Jesus, Cheryl, I don't believe it. He's out there again.
Who is?
Our reporter friend. Luke. Sitting in his car watching the kids playing.
Oh.
Be just our luck for him to question them about me. Cat gets out the bag on this estate and I'm definitely finished.
Do you really believe he'll never teach again?
You heard the magistrate. Criminal record for at least 7 years. Well, no way a school will take me on. During that time, at least.
That's it, then. I'll have to get a job.
Hold your horses, Chez. I told you, citizens' advice said I'd be entitled to benefits. We shan't perish. I'll see to that.
It's downhill fast, though, isn't it? From what this here drug link said, sounds to me like you're going to be on benefit for some time to come.
Aye. I admit that was a kick in the teeth. She reckoned my being a teacher wouldn't necessarily make me a good counsellor.
So you've got to do a course?
Eventually. Anyway, I've got these contacts. I'll call Youth Community Area Office. Drug link reckon I might get some non-paid community work first and then I'll go for this 3-week course.
Nev, come here. Cheer up, eh? You'll make a brilliant youth worker. I've every faith in you.
I do care, Cheryl. About them kids out there. My reputation might be blemished, but I can still make amends by stopping this lot from smoking their heads off, glue sniffing and drinking themselves into the ground.
Here's our Mark. Hiya, Doug.
Let me in before they pull me head off.
What were they saying?
Oh, the usual. I've no doubt they'll end up being gay bashers. This party tonight, are you coming?
Nev?
Party? Well...
It's a farewell party for Peter, Sybil's boyfriend. He goes back on ship tomorrow.
I don't think I'm in partying mood, Mark.
Oh, all right. Well, do try. You know where it is. Come along and cheer yourselves up. Anyway, I've got a dash. I've got to pick up the booze. Here I go into World War III. Ta-ra!
We ought to be bloody ashamed of ourselves.
Ashamed? Why?
Two young people barricading themselves up in this dump, don't face the outside world, and too bloody miserable to say yes to a party.
What about little Nev?
Oh, Frieda next door will have him. For God's sake, Nev, I'll go mad if I don't escape this nightmare, even just for a couple of hours.
Shall we invite our reporter friend out there?
That's the spirit, Nev. Oh, I love you. Let's get out of our brains.
Sorry I couldn't get here earlier, Wendy. The counselling session went on and on. I thought it were never going to finish.
It's all right, Sid. I knocked him dead.
Oh, well done. We're millionaires.
One problem.
What's that?
Transport. Critchlow. I marked his card. But listen, Brainsy has been thinking. Now we could use some of this to buy some wheels of our own. A little van. Sid, are you still with us? Go on, Duck. Spill it out to Auntie Wendy.
It's Pete. You know what you were saying the other day about getting rich?
Oh, dear.
I don't think I can go on, Wendy. She was thorough, but ever so nice, that health advisor. She said I shouldn't worry, like, and we should trust each other, but... Well, I don't think I can trust myself even to kiss him without thinking. But it sounds awful of me, but... But I've made my mind up. I'm going to finish with him.
Come on, Duck. Let's get a taxi. We've got to get our food yet. I have a funny feeling this party's going to end with a right bang. Do, do, do. Remember this? Oh, I love this. Come on, Mark. Being as me and you ain't got a partner.
Where have you dug this up from? It's worse than Radio Stoker playing old records.
Take a notice of her, Mark.
Enjoy yourself, sis.
You know me, Marky. Always want to let my hair down. Trouble is, nobody let it down with.
No, you feel.
So where is Philip the blonde bombshell?
And I got a clue, Wend. Between you and me, I don't know whether to trust him.
Oh, God. You're not finishing at all.
Why are you elfies?
Oh, Sib! You trod on me toe!
Sorry.
Control yourself for Pete's sake. No, for my sake.
Shut your cake hole, Wendy. We're trying to get romantic.
Oh, get him.
Will you wait for me, Sybil?
Of course I will, Peter.
Even after what you heard today?
I'll wait for you.
Oh, I was thinking earlier, when they were playing that apple game, the forbidden fruit. A lot of things are forbidden to us, Sybil.
I know. But, Pete, while you're away, will you trust me?
Of course I'll trust you, Sib.
Hear that, Mark?
What?
Trust me. After what she said to me, you watch. Be a different story next week when that hunky Australian bounces into England on his kangaroo.
What hunky Australian?
Oh, Cheryl, them bumper boots are like barges.
Oh, watch where you're going then, Dingo.
I'm glad we came, Cheryl, after all.
I knew you would be, Doc.
You're right. You, me, and Nevy have got to take control of our lives. I've made my mind up. I'm going out there to prove myself. I've made one mistake and that's it. One. And it's my last.
I've every faith in you, Nev. From now on, we don't depend on Pop. We depend on each other.
Call it a New Year's resolution.
Aye.
Early.
What'll your New Year's resolution be, Mark?
To kick that poxy garage into touch. And you?
Me? I'm going to be lucky in love.
And to make up with my dad. It's great he's nearly walking again.
Yeah.
Yeah, 92's going to be the year for the coal cloths. No more doom and gloom. It's time we booked our ideas up.
Lucky in love. Just like Sybil and Pete, judging by where they're snogging.
Pete, I didn't think we'd ever kiss like that.
I love you, Sib. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Coal Cloths was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.